Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. For those of you who should know, we're right around the corner for Memorial Day weekend. It's nice weather. People like to be outdoors. So my returning guest today is Susie Casper. Good morning, Susie.
Thank you so much for having me again.
We were just talking about this before we recorded. This is going on our 7th year show, right?
Time flies.
Right. It really does. And I always enjoy you being on the show because the information that you provide is so important. And so you work for the National Park Service, correct? Upper Delaware.
Scenic and recreational river. It's a mouthful. Yep.
It is. And so, like, how long have you been with the Park Service?
I have been with the Park Service. No, I'm not exclusively here at Upper Delaware, but right. Back and forth a few times when I first started. But it's been about 18 years now.
Wow. Yeah. And you enjoy every day, right?
Every day. Well, it can be a challenge some days, but it is. Exactly. You know, when you make a difference and trying to save people, it's super important.
Right. And so, you know, this is kind of our yearly show. You know, I invite you on to talk about water safety. We know people love to swim, especially in free public places like lakes, rivers, streams, and you know what your job is along that river, correct?
Yep, we are 73.4 miles of the Delaware River. So from our jurisdiction is roughly from Hancock, New York, to just above Port Jervis, and of course borders Pennsylvania as well.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, is water safety a concern for the National Park Service?
It is not just a concern for the National Park Service, as it is one of our leading causes of unintentional fatalities, but it is a national problem as well. You know, nearly 10,000 people drown or experience drowning in this country every single year. That's too many people.
When it is.
A life jacket can, you know, make that difference 100%.
Right. And we are really going to, you know, enforce that or not enforce, but really strongly, you know, talk about that life jacket in a little while and how important it is. So has there been any drownings this year?
So not this year, luckily. Nothing yet since we're only into May. But last May, we did have one drowning fatality in the park. And, you know, just a little, we're not really exactly sure what happened, but a gentleman entered the water at his campsite and, you know, did not return. So he was obviously not wearing a life jacket. And, you know, it's just kind of a really key thing to, if you are going to go near the water, make sure you have that life jacket on and don't be alone either. Because if something does happen, at least somebody can call for help.
Right. Because really, if you're out there by yourself and no one knows you're out there, things like this can happen, which is really tragic.
Especially when the water's cold this time of the year.
Right.
You know, we have Pennsylvania and New York have a mandatory cold water wear regulation. So from November 1st to April 30th every year, you have to have a life jacket on if you're out boating or in the river.
And there is websites and stuff that they can check all that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
New York State DEC, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, our website.
What are some of the main causes of drowning?
You know, we have people who come out, it's hot, they want to get in the water. Most people who get in the water on the river, they know how to swim, right? Mm-hmm. But they haven't swam in a moving water environment. And, you know, most parts of the Delaware River look very calm and inviting, but there's always a strong current. So people go and they go into the water and they're swimming, and they start to get fatigued. Now you know, you're in the river, so you're seeing yourself kind of float downstream and you get away from your boat. Panic sets in, and that's when things happen. And most of our drowning victims are males. On the river, we've only had 3 female drowning victims on the Upper Delaware.
Wow.
So it's males roughly between the ages of 18 and 34. Mm-hmm. They're strong. They know how to swim.
Right.
And, you know, you just overestimate your swimming ability, and you don't know it till it happens. So that's, you know, we're just trying to press the, just wear a life jacket.
Right. And again, you know, even the best swimmers, you know, you don't know the unknown. And that's what the river is, right?
Absolutely.
You don't know.
And it goes from, you know, a couple inches deep in some spots to the deepest point in the Delaware is 113 feet deep in Narrowsburg.
Wow.
So the river level really fluctuates a lot. So you may jump in the river and say, oh, I can go and stand over here if I need to. But now you've gotten swept down feet, even downriver, you know, just a few feet, and you're in a 20, 30 foot hole, which is completely common on the river.
Right, exactly. You know, when you're out there and, you know, you are swimming or whatever, and someone's not wearing their life jacket, because we know that will save your life, right? How do you know if someone's drowning?
There's a lot of there's a lot of really good YouTube videos out there. I recommend people just do a search. Drowning victims can rarely yell for help. Somebody who's struggling, maybe, you know, be able to say, hey, help me over here. But if you're literally drowning, you can't raise your hands above water. You're gasping for air. And you may have already taken on water, so you can't scream for help. So it happens, and it happens so very quickly that we always try to remind people, especially if you're out with your friends and family, make sure if people are in the water, which mm-hmm. is okay to do if you have that life jacket on, but make sure you're keeping an eye on them. Because I've literally had it happen to me on the river, where I watched a woman actually bobbing underwater. And, you know, you don't realize it at first because people are swimming and they're going up and down and jumping and everything. And all of a sudden, you could see her just taking that breath, and her head then went underwater. And I said to the raft, I said, grab her. And they're like, what? You know, nobody, you just don't think of it, because right. it happens so quickly right. and they can't yell for help usually. So just keep an eye on your friends and family mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, have those life jackets, you know, ready to throw if they decide not to wear them. You know, the children 12 and under have to wear them at all times, but adults, it is their choice, even though we strongly recommend it.
Right, right, because we know people who wear life jackets don't drown.
Properly. Yeah, on the Delaware. So, right. I mean, there is always that slight possibility. Exactly. But on the Delaware, we have never had anybody drown wearing a properly fitted, secured life jacket. So, right. you know, that says something.
It really does. It really does. Because, you know, what are some of the other hazards on the river that you may come across?
So, I mean, a lot of different things. So we can talk about glass, if mm-hmm. you'd like. So we have, just a few years ago, we enacted a glass ban on the Delaware. So this is not necessarily for life jackets, but we want to make sure people are make sure that their feet are protected as well.
Right.
You know, the Delaware River is not a beach. There's a lot of sharp, jagged rocks, fishing hooks, broken glass. That's why we decided, you know, we need to make sure that people are staying safe out there. So we want you to wear really good footwear. So if you don't have an old pair of sneakers or river shoes, you know, anything on your feet is better than nothing. But yeah, just a lot of different hazards. You know, even if you are wearing your life jacket, if you fall out of your boat, the most important thing to do is not to like try to stand up. You want to float on your back till you can kind of get yourself to shore, steer yourself with your arms. Mm-hmm. Because if you do get in fast moving water, it's always a possibility that your feet can get caught between those big rocks that we were talking about. And, you know, on the river too, if you think about, you always hear, stay with your boat on the river, because it is moving water. If your boat gets, like, say you flip over and your boat gets filled up with water, you can get pinned between your boat and those big rocks. You always want to stay upstream of your boat and away from your equipment. There's usually always people around. They can get your equipment and get your boat later. You want to make sure you get yourself safely to shore.
Right, and that's what's really important.
Keep those feet pointed right towards the sky, because you don't want to get them trapped between the rocks.
Right,
it's very easy for that to happen.
So, like, when you're on the river or, you know, on water, how do you know if the life jacket is required for your activity?
That's a great question. So we have in our superintendent's compendium, it states that any person who's on a vessel, so people are always like, what's a vessel? So anything that you can float down the river with, it could be a blow-up air mattress. If you're going from point A to point B, across the river, up the river, down the river, and you have a vessel, so most common vessels are, of course, a canoe, kayak, inner tube, raft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's new paddle boards. It is required as well for a paddle board as well. So anything that you're floating down the river in, and we see flamingos and, you know, My Little Pony rafts and all these big things that people come, anything you can blow up. If you're floating down the river in it, you have to have a Coast Guard approved wearable life jacket for each person that's
right.
going out.
Right.
And also too, we see this a lot, and it's a terrible thing to do. So say you rent from one of the liveries, or your family goes out yourselves. Everybody has their life jacket, right? Well, you all want to hang out together and, you know, kind of make your own big flotilla, which is fine. But do not use those life jackets to strap the tubes or the rafts together, because the requirement is, and this is for a reason, if your life jacket, it has to be accessible. So that way, if you fall overboard and your friends see you overboard, they can throw you the life jacket, you can grab onto it. If they have to, fumble and unclip, and actually if you use the straps to tie it, you know, they get so tight, you're not actually able to release them. So they have to be accessible.
Wow. And, you know, when we talk about life jackets, are there, like, loaner life jacket stations available?
So there's loaner life jacket stations, not necessarily throughout the entire river valley, but at kind of our hot spots that we have identified where we've had a lot of drownings. So the Skinner's Falls area, some of the liveries where we've had a lot of drownings. And this year that's new, we have a loaner life jacket return station. We have two of them in the southern end of our park. So if you decide you need to borrow one of those life jackets, and we like to remind people, please bring your own. These are for if people, you know, honestly forget their life jackets, or maybe they don't have the right size. Mm-hmm. So try to bring your own. But if you need one, they're there. And then you can return them at West End Beach and Port Jervis, or the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission access in Matamoros. And of course, any of our river accesses or our offices.
Right, right. Because again, you know, you want other people to be able to use those, right?
So absolutely.
Return those life jackets if you can. Like, and how do you know if that life jacket is the best fit for you or your family?
So I mentioned before that there's the information on the inside of the life jacket. Mm-hmm. They have to be Coast Guard approved, and it shows the weight. So, you know, most parents should know what their how much their kids weigh. It also goes by chest size as well. So, you know, you might have a bigger chest size, and then so all those requirements are in there. And then so you want it to fit snug. You want it to be secure, not too tight, mm-hmm. and definitely not too loose. We had a gentleman who almost drowned last Labor Day weekend, and he had his life jacket on, but he literally almost drowned inside of his life jacket because it was so loose, it was coming up over his head, and he was in fast moving water, and I was right there when it happened. And luckily he was, you know, we were able to get him to shore by grabbing onto our boats.
Right.
Make sure it's snug.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And parents can do the test. If they put it on their child, they can pick them up with the life jacket, you know, by the kind of the shoulder straps. And if it doesn't go over their head, then you're usually good to go.
Yeah. Right. And I don't want to forget to mention, there is a great video out that you just put out, right?
Yes.
About life jackets, and people can watch that.
It is
and
on
encourage people to
yeah,
watch
it's
that.
On our website, which is the easiest way to get to it. So it's mm-hmm. nps.gov/UPDE. So that's for Upper Delaware. And right on our homepage is the new water safety video. It's also bilingual as well. And it just talks about how you can keep yourself and your family safe while you're on the river.
Mm-hmm. Great. And there's different access points, right, on the Delaware River?
Oh, there's tons of different access points. But in the summer months, we staff, we have park rangers at the Skinner's Falls access, 10 Mile River, Lacko Axon, and Mongup.
Okay, great. And then, you know, what are some other tips? You know, yes, we want to focus on that life jacket, but what are other tips and some things that they should not be doing on the river?
So drugs and alcohol never mix while boating. So please, you know, alcohol is allowed, but please limit it. You know, when it's hot in the summer, you know, one beer is like two. So make sure you're mixing water with that, you know, mm-hmm. sunscreen. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, in the river valley, we have these storms pop up all the time. It's not always hot. It can be very cold sometimes. And if you're exposed to the water a lot, we actually have more hypothermia cases in the summer months. Obviously, there's a lot more use.
Right.
But, you know, people don't think to bring extra clothes when you're on the river, and it's maybe, you know, starts out as a 70 degree day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things can turn south fast. So make sure that you have extra dry clothes, you know, medications, you know, salty snacks, things like that, you know. People don't realize sometimes when the river's low how long it takes to get from one access to the next. Have you done that?
Well, with kayaking, I kayaked and I'm like, wow, this is a lot harder
especially we encounter this a lot with people in inner tubes.
Uh-huh.
You know, the wind blows and they're literally going upriver and not down, and it takes them, you know, a couple hours longer than they had anticipated.
Right.
And you don't have enough water, don't have enough sunscreen, you know, you only have your hands to paddle. And it turns into a
a very long, long day and tiring and exhausting.
We deal with that a lot.
Right.
So make sure you're just really prepared for being out longer than you plan.
Websites, Facebook page, people can also get information.
Facebook, Instagram, and it's all on our website, nps.gov/UPDE. And you can connect even the USGS gauges for the river heights and the river conditions on there as well, which is really important.
Right.
You know, we want people to be prepared before they go out, knowing the river conditions, rather than mm-hmm. getting there and saying, oh, the river is, you know, at 7 feet today, rather than 3, which is a normal level. And now we've, you know, it's a much mm-hmm. different situation to be in.
Right. And we got like 1 minute left. So you have something called the New Water Safety Challenge coin.
So our Water Safety Committee, it's been a little bit of work in progress. So it's going to be released here actually probably by the time before the end of the month.
Right.
And we have a new Water Safety Challenge coin. It's kind of a thing, not just in the Park Service, but just nationally. People kind of trade these coins. And this one is specific to water safety. And you can go to our website and nominate yourself or someone else if they have done something to impact you know, river safety. So you may have been out with your friends and maybe you saved somebody's life, you know, and we don't probably know about it because it actually happens all the time.
Right.
We want to know about it. We want to recognize you and make sure that people are aware that things happen. But it could be also somebody like you, Carol, who is always so, you know, a big proponent in helping keep people safe by doing this show every single year. So somebody, you know, and the parameters are on our website. So if you wanted to learn more about it, go to our website and check it out.
Right. Great. I mean, yeah, it's just so exciting. So exciting. And again, you know, I always enjoy doing these shows with you because I think the information that you provide, I know I learn something new every year. And we really try to keep that, not we, you really bring that information to our community. So thank you to you, to all your coworkers, everyone that works for the National Park Service. We really appreciate everything you do.
Wonderful. Yeah, if it saves one life, it's worth it.
Exactly. Again, thank you for joining us today. This is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Be safe out there and have a great day.